Today on the On the Mark podcast with yours truly, Mark Carmen, do we need to rebrand On the Mark? Katie Nolan, ESPN Sports with a question mark, the podcast will help me rebrand as I try to build this podcast into the next level of podcast. Also on the program, Lamar Jackson, huge story in the NFL, may win the MVP. Former Raven Hall of Famer Ed Reed talking about Lamar and whether or not we are crowning Lamar perhaps a little bit too soon. And there was an office incident. An office incident. Ethan Blumenthal, Ashley Young will weigh in on the incident. All that straight ahead on the Mark with yours truly, Mark Carmen. It starts right now. If you're not watching Always Late with Katie Nolan, you are not living your life correctly. And also, right, Katie Nolan, is that a good way to start, don't you think?
That's perfect. That's the best way anyone has started off an interview today, so I appreciate it.
I mean, listen, I mean it. You do great work, and let's go. Let's get involved here. Now, I am going to ask you some tough questions here. Like, what do you have in common with Jay Cutler? I know you're both working with Dos Equis, but I don't know how you guys come up together, you and Martellus Bennett, like the three of you. It seems like an odd pairing, Katie. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's not an odd pairing. It's a perfect pairing. I think when you think about college football, football college, which is the Dos Equis campaign we're working on, we teach at this college. When you think about a college football school, you think about Jay Cutler, Katie Nolan, Martellus Bennett. I've always said that. Dos Equis was smart enough to put us all together. What we have in common? What don't we have in common? Let's see. Jay Cutler and I, we both love Kristen Cavallari in a weird way. Martellus Bennett and I, we both were on the field when the Patriots won the Super Bowl against the Falcons. Like, we both have that in common. We both played the same role in that game. It's we got a lot in common. We're best friends. I've never met Jay Cutler, but we're best friends. And I just, you know, we're a ragtag group ready to educate the masses about college football. What more could you want, you know?
That was a tremendous tie. Congratulations. Well done. I think Martellus Bennett wants to fight you now. He definitely caught some balls in that game.
He got a touchdown. Yeah, he had a touchdown that game, I'm fairly certain. But that's fine. We're great friends. We are. He's a generous guy. He would gladly share that ring with me. That's probably not true. I'm just like waiting for my phone to blow up and have it be him. Like, get off the, stop saying things like that.
Maybe you'll write a children's book someday. What do you think of that look?
Look, I'm going to let him have that. You know, I don't think I should be talking to kids. There's a reason I'm a professor at a school that you have to be 21 or older to go to, because I don't think I should be left around your children shaping their minds. It's not a good idea.
Fair enough. You know what I don't like about college football, Katie? Don't worry. It's
what is that?
Well, why do we have to have a champion? I mean, everyone's like, it's 4-team, 8-team, 16-team. Why do we have to have a winner? Can't we just have, like, can't we all just sort of argue about it? Like, it just seems like it's just too much. It's too long. They're in college. Let's have a debate. It feels more collegiate. What do you think?
Huh. It's funny because after doing a day of interviews, you get everyone's got their opinion on how college football should be, and everyone believes in it so passionately. I've learned so much today about everybody's different. I don't mind it. Like, I think it is. I think the selection committee part of it's weird because, look, I went to Hofstra. We had a college football team. Then we got rid of it while I was at Hofstra. So, like, I don't have this burning affinity to a college football team the way most people do. It's like tribalism with college football. Right. And I don't have that. I'm jealous of it. I look at it. I acknowledge it. I respect it. But I don't have it. And so I kind of come to the sport from like a, all right, where's my entry point? Like, how am I getting into this? And it is a little weird that you pick people and rank them and it's kind of arbitrary, but it's fun, right? Because the whole point is to argue. And this gives you multiple ways to argue. You can argue on the field, like what happens, but you can also argue that the people who were on the field, it wasn't a fair matchup because it was the committee's fault. Like, there's so many positions and places for just arguments. And actually, I think that's the best thing about sports. That's why I am fully in on college football now. And that's what I teach at this college. I teach trash talk because there's so many places that you can just trash talk people within college football. Well, I think you should stop complaining is what I'm saying.
Right. That's what I'm getting to. It's like, stop complaining. This is how it is. You don't have any control over it. Right. Right. You know, live your life the way that the world is telling you exactly to do it. I get it. Listen, I
it's all chaos. Just be a sheep. Follow the leader.
That could be the money quote right there. Hey, what was Katie Nolan's best sport growing up?
Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked. I have a couple gold medals, junior Olympic gold medals.
Right.
In rhythmic gymnastics. So that was, but I get why people may be hesitant to acknowledge that as a sport, though it is one. So I will give you a backup answer. I played softball. I was a starting pitcher on my, I wasn't the starting pitcher until I was a senior, but whatever. I was a softball player. Why am I giving you so much detail? I played softball.
Well, you're trying to defend the gymnastics, which, by the way, I knew about. I was just going to see if you were going to name that and acknowledge it. So I'm glad that you did.
I bring it into every conversation. Even if you hadn't asked, I would have found a way to bring it up. It's difficult, but it's a skill of mine.
have you hung out at all with have you had an interview with Tom Brady? I'm curious, like, what do you think Tom Brady does for fun? I feel like you've got a certain special affinity for, you know, maybe who you would consider the GOAT, the greatest quarterback of all time. Does this make sense?
Yeah, Tom Brady does not. What does he do for fun? Football. I don't think he does anything for fun. He doesn't eat nightshades. He's never had a strawberry. Like, we have not hung out. And I'm not sure I would want to. I love and respect this man. I never want him to retire. I think he's going to play till he's at least 47. And I love that. I don't need to be his friend. I don't know what he's into doing, and I bet we don't have a lot of common interests. Like, give me a Jay Cutler. You know, I can hang out with that guy. I know we've got similar interests. I've watched him drink on TV. That to me is an easier hang than Tom Brady. I have not met him, partially because it, you know, never meet your heroes. I just don't want any blanks filled in about Tom Brady. I know everything I need to know about him. I love him. I love when he plays football. I would die for the man, but I don't need to know much else about him. I don't want him to be ruined.
Right. No, I got it. It's perfect. Keep him at a distance. I figured since we had you today that you could perhaps help me with my podcast, which is called On the Mark. And you've got all these great names and sports. The question mark is phenomenal. On the Mark. See, I'm competing with some golf podcast that's On the Mark. So I'm thinking about maybe rebranding. So I came up with some names here.
Let's hear them. I'm so excited.
Yes. Just Showered. What do you think? Because like today I was coming in for, you know, to interview you, and I'm like, I can't interview Katie Nolan without showering. So then I thought Just Showered, but then that's not very funny. Then I thought about
I think it's a hard no on Just Showered. What else you got?
What about Didn't Shower? Like, would that make people interested? Like, this dude might smell like he's just.
Well, so that's at least, that's more on brand for me, because I'll tell you what, I woke up, rolled over, and called into this interview line, so I did not shower. I feel a lot more comfortable with Didn't Shower, but you don't want to lead with, hello, I smell bad. So maybe we just get away from the shower thing altogether. You got anything that isn't shower related?
What about Dance with Who Brung Ya?
Oh, see, now that's a good one. I take issue with the conjugation of brung. I know that that's the phrase, but I want to say brought, because that's how you would say it. And I don't know who to talk to about it, but I'd like it to be fixed.
So that's, of those three, you like Dance with Who Brought You?
Yeah, I would say, but you got to say brung, because people are going to say that the phrase is Dance with Who Brung You. So I think Dance with Who Brung You is good. It's just a little long.
Yeah, it's a little long. What about I'm Here?
What about, like, wait, what?
I'm Here. I'm Alive. What's
I'm
up?
I'm Here is good because you can do the, like, I'm Here with Katie Nolan, you know? Like, that's what you say at the beginning of an interview. I think I'm Here is not too bad.
Okay, this is big. I think we're going with I'm Here. Now I'm Here.
Oh, this is so exciting.
And then you have a huge impact in this. When this thing takes off, what kind of, do you want any part of the negotiation? Do I owe you anything for this?
Yeah, just, you don't owe me anything. Just name it I'm Here with Katie Nolan, and that'll be fine. And you can host it. I don't want anything to do with it, but just make sure my name's right there on the title.
All right, no problem. I appreciate it. All right, so Great work today with Dos Equis. And Katie, for real, you're awesome. You the spirit that you bring to what you do is what a lot of people, or more people, should be doing, damn it. So congrats on working with the College Football Challenge. I thought what you taught about snapping the football was very interesting and worthy, and people should know that, by the way. I watched the commercial.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's just, you know, we can't give it all away for free right up front in the commercial, but it is free if you go to dosequis.com/edu, take the test. It's fun stuff. Martellus Bennett, Jay Cutler, and me. What could go wrong?
Enjoy your college football. Katie, great to talk to you. I'm here.
I love it. It's perfect. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
We move on from the great Katie Nolan to the Hall of Famer Ed Reed. Incredible career with the Baltimore Ravens, pairing up with Ray Lewis and company, winning a Super Bowl, the Harbaugh Bowl, beating Colin Kaepernick, John over Jim, and Ed, just a class act. And it was good to catch up with him because Lamar Jackson is simply the story in the NFL right now. If you go back to the Lamar Jackson draft, you had Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, all picked ahead of Lamar Jackson. Four white guys, and then Lamar Jackson. Somehow, some way, teams wanting to take a quarterback that plays the system that they play, rather than taking the best player available, and perhaps changing your style, and all of a sudden, I don't know, you start winning football games, beating the Patriots, and being considered for the MVP, and perhaps the Ravens can go to the Super Bowl. So we bring in Ed right now, who was noticeably not willing to go the full way with Lamar Jackson, giving him credit, but also pointing out that, hey, we are not quite there yet, and yes, he is familiar with the style of Lamar Jackson.
I mean, I played against running quarterbacks. You know, he would have a lot of pressure coming his way.
You played against a lot of running quarterbacks, I get it, but this is one unique dude. He's super fast.
Yeah, Michael Vick was unique too, man.
Okay. Do you think that's a fair comparison between those two?
I mean, that's not a bad one. Not a bad one at all. For that speed, nobody can compare it to Michael Vick's speed like Lamar can. Nobody had that same speed and quickness and agility.
Who do you think was a better thrower between the two?
I mean, that's still up for grabs right there. Lamar's not even played a full season yet. Y'all crown people too early, man. And I'm not saying you're crowning Lamar. I'm just saying these young guys haven't even played full seasons, and y'all, like, you know, calm down. You know, he's still developing.
I appreciate that, and I'm not actually trying to crown him, but I am trying to figure out, like, do you think as he matures here, could the Ravens win a Super Bowl with Lamar?
Yeah, I think anything's possible if you put the work in.
Do you think that he's ready to do it right now?
Anything's possible, man. It's a team effort. It's not just on one individual. You know, it's not just on Lamar. You know, Lamar obviously is a good enough quarterback to win and win any game. So, you know, it's going to be a matter of how the team reacts as a whole. It's not just Lamar. You can't just put it all on Lamar. I know the quarterback position is glorified, but it's not just about Lamar. If his O-line don't block and those guys don't run and catch the ball, Lamar's going to look like trash.
Yeah. No question. Do you think this Ravens defense is good enough?
I think the team is. But you got opponents, and that's why they play the season.
Do you look at New England as still the best team in the AFC when you're handicapping it?
You know the answer to half of these questions. That's why you're throwing them out there. But of course they are, man.
What would the Ed Reed plan be for a 42-year-old Tom Brady right now?
Protect him. I would protect him and not let him get hurt.
I want two real quick stories, if you could. Can you tell me one Ray Lewis story, please?
A quick Ray Lewis story that has nothing to do with this, what we're doing.
Everybody wants to know about Ray, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can't just tell personal stuff like that to people, man.
Okay.
He loves music. But no, nah, man, Ray just used to give some great speeches and very motivating when it came to football, obviously, but a great man off the field, man. You know, it would give his life to anybody.
Do you miss playing?
Does Ray miss playing?
No, do you miss playing? Does Ed Reed?
Do I miss playing?
Yeah.
I miss being around the guys, man. Yeah. I play a lot of football, and I throw the ball with my son right now. And if you ask him, he loves to go 1v1, as these young kids say now. So I'm still playing, man. This is not a stop. I'm just thankful to God that I have my health, you know, to be able to run around with my son and my nephews.
Ed Reed, great to talk to you.
Right on, man. Same here.
That song has reference to what's coming up here. We had an incident. It was ugly. And quite frankly, some people were traumatized. For those of you who do not like sophomoric humor, now is your time to turn off On the Mark. For those of you who appreciate somebody who goes to the bathroom and everything goes wrong, let's pick up the conversation right now with Ashley Young, Ethan Blumenthal, and yours truly.
Are you talking about this on the podcast today, Carm?
Which one?
The email we received in the office last week.
Oh, no, I wasn't planning on it, but that is interesting that you bring that up. Apparently, Ethan, I don't know how you feel about you know, office culture and office bathrooms, but we have three bathrooms in the office here.
Sure.
Now, I'm a guy that, you know, if we're going to really go there, since
Let's
Ashley brought
there.
It up,
yeah.
It is the last resort for me to ever do anything in this office as of substance.
Be more specific.
You want me to be more specific, than that?
Yes.
I don't know what they're missing. I would never. It would be a last resort for me to go number two up here. I will find other locations. There's many bathrooms in this seventh floor thing. I will find a nice peaceful place for me to have an experience. I'm not
you
going.
You need to have a peaceful place. I mean, you need total privacy.
I mean, I live 15 minutes from here. I'm more likely to walk home than.
I'm right there with you.
Right. I mean, there's lots of restaurants around here, and there's options within the building. So that's just not me. Other people are not as creative as I am, or just don't care.
Right.
And apparently we had a situation where we had an overflow, and it apparently. What are you showing, Ethan?
I Snapchatted the entire thing.
Oh, okay, so apparently we had a leakage down to the sixth floor. Which was so we had somebody who had a situation and then didn't take care of the situation, which is truly amazing.
So the picture you're painting, the picture you're painting for me is that someone goes in and then they see it clearly overflowing and then they walk out, shut the door and
act like they weren't there.
And they're just like, oh, well, it's not, you know, not my problem type of situation.
Right.
I mean, that is a tough situation to be in though, because it's embarrassing. Right. I mean, what do you do? Ashley, let's explain it, Ashley, and I'm not even sure. We don't even know it wasn't Ashley.
We don't know.
All that we know for sure is that it wasn't me.
Well,
you know, I wasn't here.
So what? I wasn't working that day. So I'm off.
In this room, Ashley is the prime culprit.
Yes. Well, we were in the middle of a meeting, and you know when you like drag luggage or like a mop bucket on a hardwood floor, it's like So we see this man sprint into the office with a mop bucket at 1 p.m. Cleaning crew comes at like 8 p.m. after hours. So we're like, what is going on out there? And then our office assistant at the front desk sprinted into the bathroom as well, like a lot of running for an office that's pretty chill most of the time. So we knew there was an issue.
Has anyone confessed?
Has anyone confessed?
I mean, I don't want to put anyone on blast.
I don't
blast,
know the answer
even though
to the
I've been put on blast.
I don't
already,
think anyone has.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we've done an investigation.
You know, it's disappointing for all of us here, quite frankly. You know, we're new to the building. There's 7 floors here. We're trying to make a decent impression. And what we're actually doing is leaking down on floor 6.
What is down on floor 6?
I don't even know.
Who's down there?
There's Dojo down there, which is a They do programming.
Oh, okay. I literally like a dojo. I was thinking like a karate dojo.
They do code. They write code down there. I don't know if that's what we... That's,
equally as athletic, yes.
So you don't need to write a code for don't...
Yeah.
You know, and listen, I get if you're quitting, then you can walk out. But if you're not quitting, you have to take care of the situation.
I don't know. I disagree. If you're quitting, I mean, that's... This is just human beings. Just you can't do that. That's rule number one.
So what would you do? True moment of panic. What would you do?
True moment of panic. I mean, I would try to. I would. You know, would start off with a joke. Okay. And I would say, hey guys, also the bathroom's overflowing. I may or may not have been 100% my fault, but either way, it's everyone's problem now. And so, should we deal with this? That's what I would say. I'll just give that line to everyone else in here.
You've got to own it at that point. There's nothing. There's no crime in going to the bathroom. And
clearly, you think there is. If you're willing to trek to your home,
I just don't need anybody. You know, I like my privacy.
Also, are there fans in this bathroom? Because that's a really important thing. I hate it when there's no fan. Right. You know what I mean? I mean, that's, and one of the bathrooms here, it's like in the kitchen.
Right.
I mean, that was the one. That was the one. Goodness
that was
gracious.
The one?
Me oh my.
In the kitchen?
I'm never going in that kitchen again.
Of course it was the kitchen. It takes, I mean, you have to have the enormous something.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, here's also a pro tip.
Okay.
Pro tip. If you've done this ever before in your life, and I imagine whoever did this,
that is such a bad choice. There are three. I just want to make mention. There are 3 bathrooms. There's a clear 1 seat if you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Then there's a clear 2 seat.
Right. What's your 1 seat by the front door?
No, I think the other one's the 1 seat.
By the studio?
Yeah. Mm. So you like the one by the front door?
The one by the front door is the farthest from where everyone sits at their desk. Right. And those bathrooms are not soundproof.
Okay, fair enough. And you're farthest away. So it's like the thing is, if you go to the front door, then there's only really 1 person that knows what you're doing, in theory. But. So
and then you just have to pay him five bucks, but the
back scene, you can act like you're doing a bunch of things. You could be going into the podcast studio. Right, you could be coming into the video studio.
You put
studio.
A lot of thought into this.
There's a lot of ways to be deceptive if you're going over there, which is why that would be, and generally nobody's even back over there. So I think that's the safest, but nobody goes in that corner. You're safe over there. But to go straight kitchen, which is in just the middle of the whole thing, anybody could be getting coffee or getting a candy bar or just whatever.
Yeah,
that's just to, and then to act like it didn't happen is impressive. I could share one instance where I was staying at a hostel in Italy.
It sounds like you've gone too far to not share.
I was thinking about the story.
Well, it was in Spain, and you know those. There's I don't know what they call them, but it's you have to pull the chain to have the water come down, right? So the tank is actually up top.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pull the thing, and the water
the
comes flowing down.
Like a scary situation.
Takes care of the situation. I'm trying to yank on this chain, no pun intended, and I'm yanking on the thing, and it's not going. So I pull really hard. The whole frigging tank comes down. There's water everywhere.
R.I.P.
All over the floor. Number 2 still sitting there hanging out, and I'm like, oh my god! What do you do? I'm in a hostel, it's kind of a hotel, but I'm checking out. So I open the door, and this is right by the lobby. I open the door, I look around, nobody's paying attention to me. I sneak out. I go.
So you had all your stuff packed already.
Right. I went, grabbed my bag, walked right the hell out of there. Right. And so I'm walking out the thing. And somebody just walked into the bathroom and comes out and is complaining to the front desk. He's like, it wasn't me. I walked in.
Have you ever told anyone this story?
I've told this story, but it's not a secret. But I was traveling with some rando dude that I had met, you know, and he was going to the next spot with me. You try to make friends when you're traveling by yourself.
That's true.
So when I walked in to get my bag, I was like, hey man, I'm gonna be down the street at the coffee shop. I'll explain it to you later. And I'm like, I gotta go right now. Yeah. And so then I,
you know, so I actually did communicate a little bit that something had happened, but not specifically what. And I still feel bad. I believe that was in, I want to say Sevilla. So hashtag Sevilla.
Do you remember the name of the hostel?
No.
Maybe you should, but it might maybe should like shoot them a quick donation.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
something. You know, that was
Euro, sorry about your know. Tank.
Sorry about your tank.
XOXO at the Carm.
I think my number one greatest fear in life, probably, and this hasn't happened to me, I want to go on the record and say that, but like to be at a girl's house, right? Someone who you don't know that well, let's say, right? Someone, whatever, if you're, you know, hooking up with someone, right? And then to clog the toilet, you know, and have that situation. I mean, that's, to me, that is worst case Ontario 100% of the time.
I got it.
I mean, is there anything, can you think of something worse in life?
No.
Probably not, no.
No. No.
Ashley said that from coming from someone who looks like they've done it before.
No, someone Ooh. Did that at my parents' house once. Ooh. Like a
boyfriend?
A boyfriend, yeah.
Your boyfriend did that? Oh no, what happened?
Just that. Like,
but then what did he do? What did he say?
He texted me from the bathroom. Like, we have an issue. And I mean, like, man. their house isn't like, there's one bathroom like on the main floor. Oh. Like, and it's in the center of the home. Like all the living room, the kitchen, like everything is centered around this bathroom, or the bathroom is centered around all of these rooms, so you're just like chilling in like the center of the home. And I was like, no one cares, dude, like it happens. And he was like, I can't come out. And I was like, well, I don't know how to help you, like this is a party and like people are gonna see me like try in there and come help you.
See, I would text you, say, hey, sorry, it's not me, it's you, or it's not you, it's me, whatever one you want to go with. And then I'd hop out the window and never see me again. That's what I would have done in that situation. No matter how long we've been dating for.
Really?
Yeah. How long had you been dating for?
I don't remember when it was.
Okay.
I'll give one more and then we go.
But you're not with him right now? So, okay. So.
No.
And we don't know why. So, I mean, it sounds like that could be a number one reason right there. So.
It was a serial problem. Yeah. Just kidding.
He was constantly doing that everywhere you brought him.
I couldn't bring him anywhere.
Bring him anywhere. Okay. That's understandable.
Oh, man. We were banned from the theater, my parents' house. Just kidding.
Great to see both of you. Thank you for being on the Mark. I'll tell more bathroom stories the next time we get together.
Thanks, Carm.
Wrapping up the show today, my final thoughts. And my final thoughts are with Tommy Edwards. Tommy Edwards was the longtime Chicago Bulls public address announcer. And I grew up loving the Bulls more than I loved any sports team. Orlando Woolridge, Quentin Daly, that was before Michael Jordan. The Jordan era, the greatest era in the history of sports. And then Tommy took a job doing radio in Boston, and he missed the championship years. But then Ray Clay got himself in trouble with the Bulls, and Tommy ended up coming back to the team, and he was very much a part of the Derrick Rose era and had some great calls with Derrick Rose and Joakim. And all that. So Tommy's retiring, heading off to California, I guess, to be with his family, which is sweet. He certainly earned it. But that was my childhood right there. Tommy Edwards and the Chicago Bulls and their intros. And I used to go to the games with my dad, and we would get there. The stadium would open up at 6:30, hour before game time. And I'd want to get there that early. And my dad would oblige, and I would run down. And we had seats in the mezzanine, which was on the lower level, but not the box seats. And I would go down into the box seats, and the Chicago Stadium had the hockey boards right there. So nobody paid attention back in those days. I would hop over the hockey boards, and then I'd be on the floor. And the Bulls would come out from underneath. They'd walk up the steps and come onto the court and be on the floor. So I would go and wait for where they would come out, and I would get the high five from Jordan and whoever else. And then I would say, I'm never going to wash my hand again and that type of stuff. But it was a ton of fun. And highlights of stepping onto the court off a missed shot by a ball boy, Mike Mandel, whose dad, Irwin Mandel, was the Bulls finance guy. Ball rolls right to me, and I bang down a three from the right corner, jumping up and down, going nuts, ran up to my dad to, celebrate with him. He was reading the paper, didn't see it. But at any rate, all that happened. And I can remember Tommy Edwards, 6:45, 45 minutes before a Bulls game. I can still remember the script. The Chicago Bulls, Blackhawks, and all Chicago Stadium events are brought to you by Budweiser, the King of Beers, Coca-Cola, Catch the Wave, Coke, Winston, amazing that there was cigarette ads, Winston, the Chicago Tribune, a great city deserves a great newspaper, Channel 7, Mr. Submarine. I mean, I remember that because you're a kid and those things matter back then. And somehow, some way, it's still with me today. But Tommy's retiring and he's most known for the Bulls intro and bringing the Alan Parsons Project tune to the Bulls. It used to be Thriller, Michael Jackson, when they would introduce the players. And then he hears this song. He's like, I got to make that the Bulls intro. And it became world famous. Pretty amazing. So, Tommy, you had a huge impact on a ton of kids and adults and me. So, thank you. We wrap up the show with two of his introductions, one from 1988 against the bad boy Detroit Pistons, and then I threw one in with Derrick Rose for good measure. Hope you enjoy these two, and hope you enjoy On the Mark. Subscribe. Tell a friend. It comes out every Monday afternoon as we are working on a rebranding as well. More on that down the line. But subscribe, tell a friend, give a rating. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. We will see you next week. Here's Tommy.
Back at Chicago Stadium, a sellout crowd. Let's meet the starting lineups for this afternoon's Eastern Conference semifinal. Here is the public address announcer, Tommy Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the starting lineup for the Detroit Pistons. At forward from Hampton Institute, 6'10", number 44, Rick Mahorn. From Notre Dame, 6'5", forward, number 45, Adrian Dantley. At center from Notre Dame, 6'11", number 40, Bill Laimbeer. From McNeese State, 6'3 guard, number 4, Joe Dumars. From Indiana, 6'1 guard, number 11, Isaiah Thomas. The head coach for Detroit is Chuck Daly. The assistant coaches, Ron Rothstein and Dick Versace. The trainer is Mike Aftenauer.
Chicago! 6'3 guard, number 1, Derrick. ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Chicago Bulls.